Burt Show.
First of all, she's okay. I'm not even sure of all of the details. I guess we'll get them Monday, but she's not here today. Cassie is out today. We all got a text late last night, saying a tree fell on the roof of her house.
Yeah.
And it was so bad that, like, firefighters had to be called, and they had to go to a hotel last night, so they're lucky that nobody got hurt, but I'm not really sure all the details, but it's bad enough she never calls in, that she's not here this morning.
Yeah, we got that text, and when she's like, hey, a tree fell through our house, so I'm not going to be able to make it tomorrow. We got to figure this out. Yeah. We're like, totally get it, 100%. Hope everybody is okay. Glad everybody is okay.
Oh, is that what you said? Because I didn't say that. So I'll see you tomorrow at 6. That's not a big deal. It's just a tree.
It's just a tree and a roof.
What, you don't like nature?
Right.
See you tomorrow morning.
You've been saying you wanted a skylight for a really long time.
You got a convertible house now.
Apparently everybody's okay, but we'll get the deets on Monday. Yeah. All right, Abby. So Abby is going through this introspective time, looking at her life. That's what you do in your 20s. That's what you're supposed to do in your 20s. This, however, is surrounding dating.
Yes. And when it comes to dating, sometimes you got to look at the data. And the data points to...
What was that data again?
Like if my life was a sitcom, instead of all of like the... Yeah, and the ha-ha-ha's that you would hear, I'd just be like, oh. I would walk into a bar and the audience would just be like, oh, this is going horrible.
I think your life probably parallels real life way better than a sitcom or a rom-com. 100. People are struggling.
It's a struggle out here. And so I've been looking at the data recently, and there's been one pattern that's been consistent. I would say in the last 6 months that just hit me in the face this week. And I would like to solve it, but it's not going to take me. It's going to take the interns. But let me explain first. So if you've been listening for a while, you know that I go out on a lot of dates and they typically don't go well. Or I typically try to self-sabotage because the guy lists himself as an entrepreneur and I get an ick by that. And then I want to cancel the date. And it's a whole thing. I have noticed in the last 6 months that men are canceling on me after they're asking me out. And let me explain. So this happened a couple of weeks ago for the first time in recent memory. And I brought this on the show because it was a guy that I'd matched with on a dating app. And I was like, should I go out with this guy? He keeps canceling on me, but he says he's going to ask me out again. He asked me out and then he canceled and then he asked me out again and then he canceled. And I was kind of like, if he wanted to, he would. We came to the conclusion that if he's going to ask me out, he's going to ask me out again. He never did. Spoiler alert. And then I had the whole thing that I talked about the guy in California. I was going on vacation in California, matched with the guy on Hinge in California, got really excited because we were really clicking, and he sent me a Google Calendar invite for a phone call and then just never called me. And then yesterday, while we were all playing spades at our sales manager's house, I get a little ding from my Hinge, and the date I was supposed to have tonight, because I had another date tonight, canceled on me again.
Shut up.
Well, not again. He canceled on me for the first time. He asked me out this weekend, and then I got a text and it said that he wanted to reschedule, which I know what that means because history has proven to me that there's no rescheduling. It's just a cancel. I'm like, just say you don't want to go out with me. And it made me think back to a date that I had this summer where I went out with a guy who was somewhat familiar with the show. He was like, oh, I like know about the Burt Show. I grew up here. My parents listened to it. And he said that he had like went to my website and like watched my YouTube videos and like knew I had a podcast. And I was like, oh, he did his research. Yikes. Okay. Didn't need to tell me that because now I'm paranoid. And I had remembered on that date that he was really into me up until a certain point. And I almost wonder if that certain point is when he started finding things about me on the internet. So now I have decided that there is something about me on the internet that is not going well. And in the spirit of audit season, because we're all doing our taxes and some of us won't be getting audited out here, I would like for the interns to do an internet audit of me. Because whatever's out there is clearly painting a picture that says I am undateable.
Fascinating.
Okay.
I'm not mad at it, Abby. I'm not mad at it at all.
I am. I'm mad at it. And I'll tell you why. You are at a disadvantage.
Yes.
Because generally when two people are about to go out, there's only so much info that you can get about a person online. I think as Kristen brought up, maybe you brought it up the other day also, there's much more of you because we've got websites. We do this for a living. So there are a lot of videos. So there's a lot more opportunity for judgment, right? So I don't like that you are looking at yourself as though there is something wrong and that's the reason why they are not following through on the dates. I'm almost looking at it like an audition for a play. They are looking for a certain type. If you don't fit into that type, you don't get the part. So you might just not be fitting into what they are looking for, which doesn't make anything wrong with you at all.
I also think like the perspective of it, at least for me, I actually think when you have more information online, it makes you more dateable. Because one of the worst parts about starting to date somebody for me is I don't know who I'm dating. Mm-hmm. I don't know who this person is. And you have to just believe what they tell you. But at least when you have this kind of thing online, you don't have to just believe what's said. Like, you can see it. If that makes somebody run, I don't think that's on you.
Well, I think because I'm on the internet and I see a lot of guys that because they have so much content out on the internet, I'm like more attracted to them because I feel like I know them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And clearly it's skewing in the opposite direction for me because there's clearly people that are successful doing what we do and becoming more dateable and more attractive. And it's starting to feel, just based off the data, I'm just looking at the data, okay. I'm looking at the trends. It looks like the more men know about me on the internet, the less into me they are. Because I'm getting canceled on. This is now three times.
Numbers don't lie, huh?
Numbers don't lie, man. And I'm self-aware enough to go, maybe something needs to change, or maybe there's a perception of me out there that maybe I just need to be aware of mm-hmm. so that when this does happen, I know why.
I think for radio purposes, this could be fun. All right, so you turn this over to Messy Mikey and all our other, and the interns. He gets paid. not well, but gets paid. So and then they come in on like Monday and say, okay, here's some things that we found that might be off-putting to dudes.
Yes, this is your weekend homework, interns. I know you're listening in the back room. I need y'all to do an audit on me today. And whatever you find, I'm going to need you to tell me because I don't want to die alone.
Micah, good morning.
That escalated.
Yeah. And now that you're in your mid-20s, you got to start thinking about dying alone.
Next week, I'm going to be in my late 20s.
Hey, Micah, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, it's Mika. Hey.
Mika.
So I really think there's nothing wrong with you. First of all, you're fabulous and beautiful.
Stop.
I think they're getting worried that you're going to discuss it on the air and they don't want to be the subject of it.
Yeah, that could be. That's a concern. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do bring to the show things that are going on in our personal lives. And there is a very fine line between guarding what is very important to you, which is your relationships, but also giving it up for the show.
So I can now debunk that because I think that's an absolute fair point. And to be fair, if I was dating a guy on a radio show, I'd be kind of like, I don't want him to talk about me on his show. I don't know what he's going to mm-hmm. say. The guy that canceled on me today, the first thing he said to me, it came out swinging right out the bat was, oh, are you going to roast my profile on the Burt Show? So he kind of knew what he was getting into. So I don't think he was afraid of it. Basically, he said, I'm confident enough to take it.
Okay. All right. So let's let the interns do their thing. Might be a really good idea. They'll pick it apart, come in here on Monday, and tell you what they think that you're doing right or wrong.
Yep. Tell me what's wrong with me.
Okay.
The Burt Show.